ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the discovery of a so-called narco sub in Solomon Islands is a major evolution in tactics used to smuggle drugs across the Pacific. That's beyond the current capabilities of regional law enforcement agencies to deal with, according to an expert on transnational crime. The long, narrowed narcotics submarine, also known as a low-profile vessel, was found abandoned, floating near Ramos Island by local MP Ben Mainu, while out fishing last week. Jose Suso Santos, head of the Regional Pacific Security Hub at Canterbury University, says South American cartels have used similar boats to smuggle drugs into the United States for decades, but this is the first one found in the Pacific Islands. He says they're fast, hard to detect, and will require new tactics, technology, and training to counter.
This actually shows an evolution and change in tactics, quite a large evolution and change in tactics. It definitely demonstrates that the cartels and the syndicates and triads, whichever ones this particular vessel comes from, and most likely it is from the cartels from the Americas or the South American syndicates, are more aware of the number of seizures that have been made by regional law enforcement agencies and by Australian and New Zealand law enforcement. So they are upping their game with new tried and true tactics, which they've used against the DEA in the US for decades. But to the Pacific and to Australia and New Zealand, these are new tactics, new techniques, and new vessels. It's obviously going to be very efficient, as we don't have the capacity, capability, and experience to interdict these vehicles.
That was going to be my next question. What does it mean for law enforcement, customs, border control in the region? They're going to have to up their game, equipment, training, etc.?
All of the above. The technology being utilised at the moment by the Pacific Regional Security Architecture, by the navies, by customs and other and law enforcement is not up to task. And by the same token, by most of Australian agencies and New Zealand agencies, including Navy, you're dealing with low-profile vessels. You're dealing with semi-submersibles. A lot of the technology required for that is bespoke to target. Is bespoke. The experience to deal with these kind of tactics does not exist in Australia and New Zealand. I think the closest that we have would be from the Australian Border Force. So this is where Australia needs to, and New Zealand, need to reach out to their partners, both in the US, but also in Southeast Asia, where these type of vehicles are utilised, especially the LPVs, the low-profile vessels, to island hop and to outrun the patrol guard, the patrol boats, and be able to further their training, to be able to choose and to upscale to the right technology to ensure that we can not just identify, but then to track and intercept. Because currently there is nothing in the Pacific that can intercept these kind of vehicles at the speed at which they travel.
Apart from the question of speed, are you able to say what ways US authorities have developed to be able to combat this at all? What kind of technology, techniques they're using?
One of the only ways to identify and to be able to spot a semi-submersible is through thermal imaging, and that's through the snorkel, which lets off the fumes from the diesel engine, which is driving the semi-submersible. There is nothing above the waterline, so it's only by utilizing the thermal imaging, which shows that thermal signature. There are buoys, special kind of buoys, which are, I suppose, the closest comparison would be to the kind of buoys that are utilized to measure, for example, tsunamis when they move across the Pacific. These buoys can be put in choke points in the Pacific Islands, and when there's disturbance in the waters, which are not linked to ships which are registered, they can then red flag those occurrences, and we can then attempt to intercept. Again, these kind of vessels cannot be tracked or pinpointed by satellite, so we have to adapt.
And that is Jose Susocentos from Canterbury University's Regional Pacific Security Hub speaking to Liam Fox.